Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Rise TV Show on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and you're listening to a very special edition of the Rise TV Show, your source for inspiration and information. And as always, we're coming to you live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where the lies, lies, and secrets are held. And what we always do here, we always try to expose the liars, tell you who the lies are, reveal some of the secrets that go on so we can have a better community. And today, we're talking about Stand Your Ground, State Your Cause. And this is a special edition because the Stand Your Ground and State Your Cause that I was originally going to talk about is still very important. And we will get to that, but as you know, news changes frequently, news changes constantly, news changes immediately. So what I want to do, I want to talk about the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, Donald Sterling, and the comments that have been resonating throughout the media the past couple hours, both the past 24 hours, and how the players have stood their ground, or did they stand their ground, and the cause that may need to be stated in regards to this particular topic. So that's what I want to focus on today, and we're going to get into that. If you have any questions or comments on this particular topic, please give a call in 347-850-1228. And I thank everybody for going back to this regular time here. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Let's cue the intro music.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Radio Toyland Productions, and as always, thank you for making us a part of your day. And just taking this time out to listen to the show here, if you have any questions or comments, please give the call 347-850-1228. And this is the place to come, the place to be, in order to find out what's going on in the community, who the liars are, where the lies are, and how we can make better communities and better lives. And this is what we're talking about today, standing your ground, standing your cause. And today has been a very interesting day in regards to this particular topic. It has come to the forefront, not just here in the States, but it's also become an international discussion, as the President of the United States even commented on this while he's away in Japan. That's how big this story has come over the past 24 hours. For those who do not know, today it is the NBA playoffs right now. And NBA playoffs, there's a lot of teams that are still fighting for that right to be the NBA champion. For all my friends and family up in New York, we as Knicks fans are hurting right now because our New York Knickerbockers are not in the playoffs. Here in Washington, D.C., the Wizards are going very strong and stating their case to try to be the Eastern Conference champions as they're moving through the Chicago Bulls. But across country or out in L.A., the Los Angeles Clippers, not the Lakers, the Los Angeles Clippers are the team that is making headlines for not only their play, but also what is going on off the court. And that's what I want to focus on today in regards to standing your ground and stating your cause. Now, these are multimillionaire players. These are players that are under contract for a long time. You have superstars out there, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, people like DeMarcus Jordan that are really big-time players, and they have taken the hearts and the minds of those in L.A. away from the Los Angeles Lakers. However, today, this has been growing since Friday, but today, because the Clippers played the Golden State Warriors in Oakland, California, this particular topic has come up. And the topic is the general manager of the Los Angeles Clippers, Donald Sterling. For those who are not aware, he's been the owner of the Clippers since the Clippers have been in existence, the real estate magnate, multi-billionaire, and he's the person that people feel is responsible to bringing the Clippers into this preeminence as they have taken over the limelight from the Los Angeles Lakers. But what a lot of people don't realize is that he has a history of racial insensitivity, has a history of discrimination, and today, more so, but Friday in particular, there was a voicemail message that was distributed to TMZ. And we know TMZ, they hit or miss at times when it comes down to topics that are critical or topics that are accurate. But in this particular case, it seems like this is an actual account of what has happened. According to reports, reading in the Washington Post today as well, his girlfriend, who happens to be African-American, has been in conflict with Mr. Sterling and as well as his wife, as she is suing her for ruining the marriage and ruining the relationship between the husband and wife of Donald Sterling and his wife. So she knew, the girlfriend, which I'm speaking of, she knew that there was maybe something said or something done that may try to impede her and try to make her look like a criminal. What the Sterling family is saying is that she has embezzled money from Donald Sterling during their relationship. So she felt the need to record every single phone call that he communicates with her. So on this particular phone call, this came after game 2 of the Clippers game against Golden State Warriors, and Mr. Sterling calls her and says and talks in anger in regards to her picture that she had with Magic Johnson, amongst others. And paraphrasing what he was saying, he said that he felt that it was very inappropriate and improper for her to publish any pictures with her at a Clippers game with black men and black people in general. He feels that she should not be publicizing any type of photos with black men. He doesn't like the culture. He says it's a part of the he's a part of the culture because he is the owner of an NBA franchise, but he's not a fan of black men and black people in general being publicized going to Clippers games, and he was trying to force her to not bring any of her black friends, quote-unquote, to Clippers games. This has had a windstorm over the past 24 hours, especially over the past 12 hours, since the Los Angeles Clippers were playing in Golden State in Oakland, California, this afternoon. So two questions came about with this particular topic. When it comes down to standing your ground, do the Clippers players, the Clippers fans, the season ticket holders, do they have an obligation to stand their ground in this particular situation? Do they have the authority or the audacity, people can say, to make a statement in this particular time? That is where the dilemma and the quandary comes with being a multimillionaire, being under contract with this particular individual, and deciding what is in the best interest of not only yourself, but what is in the best interest of your community. They were aware of this past, I'm sure. I mean, of course, Blake Griffin didn't have much of a say. The Clippers drafted him. Chris Paul didn't really have much of a say. He was traded to the Los Angeles Clippers. But then you have the head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers, Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers is a big advocate of doing things to benefit the community. Went up to Boston and changed the whole scope of how the Celtics were represented in the community, especially being an African-American head coach, going up to Boston with the Celtics, even though, of course, we know Casey Jones back in the day, back in the 80s, was the head coach when the Celtics were in their prime in the 80s. But Doc Rivers brought that new element and made sure that they were respected, they were well-regarded when it came down to winning the championships in the past 5 years with the likes of Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and others up in Boston. So Doc Rivers, who, as all accounts say, that he is very positive for the community and very positive in regards to making the right decisions for, you know, that represent African-American and African-American men, he was one that really took to this particular topic, and he did discuss with his players when it comes down to protesting this particular, protesting the owner. And in order to realize what he was against, of course, he's under contract with the Los Angeles Clippers. So that means that he has to tiptoe, in essence, on a certain things. Of course, on one hand, he's saying that I have to do something or say something in regards to this in order to make sure that that people realize that we are not for the comments that Mr. Sterling made. We're not for the actions that he has taken in the past. We're not for the actions that may happen in the future. However, he does have a contract he has to abide by. So if they did a straight-out protest, imagine if players like Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeMarcus Jordan walked off the court, or Doc Rivers decided not to coach this particular game. Not only would he be fined, suspended, this is the playoffs, this is important to the revenue of a lot of different things. Even though Los Angeles is a very large city, the number two city in the world, and you feel that they may not need the revenue or resources that come from the Los Angeles Clippers, but the Clippers franchise in its entity does a lot for the community that is beyond the scope of basketball. So you got to look at that end, that there is financial and philanthropic and economical aspects of not protesting. However, when it comes down to making a big impact, the National Basketball Association is one of the most influential entities of the African-American community. So if the Clippers took this chance to make a stand and said, you know what, we decide that we are not going to play this one game out of protest against the things that Mr. Sterling has done, not only, just individually, but and part of the community as well. And that would have a much larger impact on our society, I would think, than actually going out and playing the game. So what the Clippers did today was a very subtle and a very minor protest. What they did, they flipped their warm-up jerseys inside out so that way the Clippers emblem would not be revealed on the air. It sounds minor, but sometimes the most subtle protest can have a profound effect. Now, will they continue to do this? We don't know. Will they make a larger statement? We don't know. But now it comes down to stating your cause. And this goes beyond the scope of the National Basketball Association, beyond the scope of the Los Angeles Clippers or Commissioner Silver or anybody who's involved with the NBA. Stating your cause has been on a decline in essence, over the past 30, 40, 50 years. 50 years ago, if something like this would happen, I would assume that our ancestors, our parents, our grandparents would have done a much broader protest of this particular team, of what was done. You would think that there would have been a much stronger walkout, a lock-in, a sit-in, or something to that effect that would have made their point and would have got their point across. But when it comes down to our generation, stating our cause doesn't come across as a major deal. It comes across as maybe something that, we might want to do, but we also got to think about our financial setting. We also got to think about our economic structure, our economic backing. We are actually afraid in our society now to state our cause, because if we do state our cause, then there's going to be backlash. Think about, say, for example, Chris Paul, point guard for the Clippers. Chris Paul, you see him on State Farm commercials. You see him on Nike commercials, Powerade, commercials like this. And imagine if he took the time out and said, you know what, I'm stating my cause today. I disagree with what he's saying. I disagree with the owner and his beliefs. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to walk off the court. Imagine if he did that. Blake Griffin, you see him on Kia commercials. You see him, he has his own sneaker deal. He has Subway, this and that. Imagine the millions that he would lose if he stayed his cause. I mean, this is not an uncommon thing. You see this on a lot of different entities, not just African American community. You see this with the guys of Doug Dynasty. The guys of Doug Dynasty, they stated their cause, saying that we want to have more religious concepts shown on our show based on what we do. We want to have grace shown on our Duck Dynasty show. You know, they're, you know, they adamantly said, you know, that they don't believe in same-sex marriages. They stated their cause for that. And what happened was they had a lot of backlash. A lot of people spoke out against these Duck Dynasty men. And what did they do? And which is something that is kind of baffling to me, because this is something that our community did for years. But what they did, they stood their ground, they stated their cause, and said that, hey, if you want to give us heat for our beliefs and you're going to take away our millions, fine. We're going to walk because our values are more important than the money that you're going to offer us. That's what the Duck Dynasty family did. And what did the company that shows the TV show do? They buckled under the pressure and said they realized that they would lose more money letting the Duck Dynasty family walk than just listening to what they have to say and recognizing and accepting their beliefs. So that's what they did. That's why Duck Dynasty is still on the air. That's why it's one of the largest shows on cable television. Imagine if the Los Angeles Clippers did that. Imagine if the players today stood their ground and just stood in the middle of the court. Say during the jump ball, ball goes up and they don't move. Just for maybe a minute. If they did that just for a minute, imagine the impact that would have done. Imagine the impact that would have had. It would have been a bigger statement than the jerseys. The jerseys were subtle. That was nice. At least they showed that they were going to do something. So you can't fault them for that. However, they could have made a bigger impact if they just didn't do anything for a minute. You know, 60 seconds in a lifetime can have a lasting effect. 60 seconds can have a very serious aspect on a person's life, especially when it comes down to money. 60 seconds in business can mean billions of dollars lost. And that's what would have happened, that's what could have happened if the Clippers decided to stand their ground and stake their cause today. Once again, this is the Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. We're talking about standing your ground, standing your cause. It's not directly on the topic that I was originally going to talk about. We will get to that particular topic in regards to religious movies on television, in regards to the Stand Your Ground case in Florida. We will get to that. But I just felt this topic today was just too important not to discuss and too important not to really address what could have been done today in order to make sure that the cause was stated properly. And I want to hear what people's opinions on this. 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you heard, maybe what you've seen today. If you watched the basketball game this afternoon, it was nationally televised on ABC. Let me know what you thought about this, because I thought this could have been a groundbreaking moment in our culture, in our history. You know, we've seen things, you know, when we see protests, we think of 1962, we think of 64, we think of 55, things like that. You go back in time, black and white photos, you know, you think of the 1968 Olympics with, you know, Carlos Smith and Tommy Clark, you know, those guys that protested during the 68 Olympics with the black flag, with the black glove as they raised their fists in the air during the national anthem. Things like that. You think of those particular aspects. But what has been done over the last 20, 25, 30 years when it comes down to protest, especially when it comes down to a national stage? And they had a national stage today. They had national television, Sunday afternoon, ABC, millions of people watching. Everybody has ABC. You know, if you have a TV, you have ABC. So this was the time, at any time, if somebody wanted to stand their ground, if somebody wanted to state their cause and say they wanted to protest what was going on in their organization with the person that is writing their checks, and the person that is dictating what he feels is against his values, which is basically African-American men or African-Americans in general, this could have been that opportunity. But it was squandered because of money, because of economics, because of advertising. You know, the advertisers would have had a fit. Imagine what would happen to Chris Paul if he walked off the court. State Farm would have probably given him a call immediately and said, we don't want to be a part of this. We have too many customers, and this could alienate a few of our loyal customers, so I don't want to do it. I was listening to talk radio, sports talk radio, this afternoon, just a matter of a few hours ago, and there were callers that were calling into the net to ESPN radio, talking about how African Americans need to get off our high horse when it comes down to race relations, when it comes down to people making racist statements. This one gentleman from Oklahoma called in and said that African Americans in general are too sensitive when it comes down to racial statements. And when an African American player, he specified Isaiah Thomas, when he mentioned Larry Bird gets a lot of privileges in Indiana because he's Caucasian, you know, and Isaiah Thomas, who also played in Indiana, who also owned the Indiana Pacers, you know, did not get that same love, did not get that same respect because he was a black man that ran the Indiana Pacers compared to Larry Legend. And he brought up this fact saying that if that was Larry Bird talking about Isaiah Thomas like that, Larry Bird would have been ran out of the NBA, which is probably true. It's probably true, but he was trying to see why this double standard comes to racial statements and racism in this country, not realizing that the double standard was originated 500 years ago when our ancestors were brought over here during the transatlantic slave trade. That's where the discrepancy came. So that's why there's not as much of an impact when say an African American general manager, an African American owner, someone from the African American community say something against a Caucasian. There's not as much backlash as it is when a Caucasian says something about African Americans. If a black man that owns a business said, you know what, I refuse to cater to this Caucasian man because I feel that I don't want his business. I want people in my community to share business. There's issue and conflict with that in both ways. You know, you don't want to exclude a certain ethnicity. You don't want to exclude a certain person because of their sexual orientation. You don't want to exclude a person because of their religious beliefs. But you can kind of understand where that person may be coming from the African-American community when a Caucasian tries to come in compared to the other way around, because this economic and social structure of this country has deemed the African-American community and African-American economics inferior for some strange reason. The Clippers were always the avenue where African-Americans in Los Angeles went in order to see games. I think of it like in the situation in the tri-state area in New York, New Jersey. You know, for a long period of time, the New York Knicks, of course, have been the premier team in the tri-state area. However, the Knicks tickets were very expensive for the average consumer. So what did they do? They went across the river to New Jersey, to the New Jersey Nets. Now, the Nets are in Brooklyn. More convenient for a lot of people. Brooklyn was a strong African-American population. You know, you can go to the Barclays Center and get into Brooklyn a lot easier than getting into Manhattan at times. So that's why the Nets are the glamour team now in New York, because of the fact that strong following that was there going across the river to East Rutherford, New Jersey, into the swamp and the cheesy Continental Airlines Arena or the Izod Center or wherever they decided to flip every now and then, USA Airways Arena, all those stadiums that were inferior to the Madison Square Garden, of course. But we went over there because of the fact that it was more cost-effective to go to a net game than it was to go to a Knick game. Same thing with the Clippers and Lakers. The Clippers were not the premier team in Los Angeles for a very long time. They actually played in Anaheim, I mean Disneyland. That's where they played. But it was easier to get tickets to a Clippers game because the Lakers games were so expensive. The Lakers were the premier team. The Clippers were the other team. So African-Americans felt, okay, hey, I'll take the trip from Inglewood to Anaheim in order to watch a basketball game if I want to watch a game, because it's too much to go to the Forum or go to the Staples Center. But when the Clippers started winning and the Lakers started fading back, that influx of people that were going to Clippers games, especially us in African-American community, grew because of the concept that, hey, this is our team. You know, we've been here from the beginning. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Doc Rivers, we're trying to, you know, they're trying to do things. But when you hear what the general manager, actually the owner of the franchise, to hear his concept, to hear his discrimination, to know in his past he has refused African Americans to come into his hotel because he felt that they would destroy his hotel. They felt that they were not accepted to be in his establishment. However, he still owns the franchise. So what can be done in this case? What can be done at this time to stand your ground and state your course? One thing, when the game goes back, when Game 5 goes to the Staples Center in Los Angeles, one way that we can stand our ground and state our cause is to boycott the game. And I'm encouraging everyone that might be listening in the West Coast that may have tickets to the Clippers game, that may be accessible to tickets to the Clippers game. If you do have those tickets, or if you plan to purchase those tickets, if you plan to purchase them, don't purchase them. If you do have the tickets, sell them now. No, get rid of them. Because this is where the owner will realize the net worth of African Americans in his society. If he sees that, hey, they're not coming to these games, you know, people are protesting, I lost thousands of people going to these games, then that's where you hit them. You hit them in the wallet. You hit them in the pocket. Anytime a war is stated, a war goes on, where do you hit this person? You hit them at the money. You hit them at the financial center. Once you're at the financial center, then that's the way people realize you have an impact on their lives. When you hit them in their wallet, that shows that you have an impact on their lives. That's how you state your cause. Now, to stand your ground, that comes from the players themselves. The players will have to decide when it goes back to L.A., when it goes back to the Staples Center, what they want to do. And if they decide to work together as a team to build on this particular windfall and say, you know what, we have to make a statement. We have to stand our ground. We have to decide what we are going to do in order to show the owner that we do not appreciate what he said. We do not appreciate his thoughts. We do not appreciate his actions. And we want to try to state our case and stand our ground on this. That's what they have to decide right now. They have 2 days. So we're going to see on Tuesday evening, East Coast time, the late Tuesday evening East Coast time, about 9:30, 10 o'clock, what the Los Angeles Clippers decide to do. But it shouldn't stop there. We should be able to go to the commissioner, the new commissioner, Mr. Silver, and let him know what we think about this. He says his Twitter is an open forum. So if his Twitter is an open forum, we need to be blowing up Ron Silver's Twitter. So go to the NBA commissioner's site. Go to NBA.com. He has a Twitter on there for the commissioner. Blow it up. Let him know what you feel about Mr. Silver, feel about Donald Silver, feel about his statements, feel about the Los Angeles Clippers in general, and see what can be done. Finding a further investigation, he says he will make his decision on whether this franchise needs to be sold. So we have a voice, we have an impact, we have a say on what can be done. So if you have any questions on how to connect with Commissioner Basketball, you can hit me up on Facebook, Rodney Stevenson, tweet me at rsteve44, or email me at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com. And as always, this show is sponsored by Tranquil Minds by Rod Massage and Wellness. We have a brand new website, tqmindbyrod.great.com. tqmindbyrod.great.com. If you are up and down the East Coast, if you're in the District, Maryland, Virginia, we have some great specials going on for Mother's Day. So please schedule now for reservations and availability. So this is what we want to talk about today, Rod Stevie's show. Once again, I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for making the shows grow each and every week. And we will get to the topic that we want to talk about today, but this was really just too important to talk about. So until next time, this is the Rod Stevie's show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions.
Intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity.